Levi Strauss & Co. reported multi-decade record revenues and profitability during its most recent quarter. For more on the demand for denim, we welcome in Harmeet Singh, who is the Executive Vice President and CFO of Levi Strauss & Co., alongside Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi. And let's dive right into this. Harmeet, thanks for taking the time, first and foremost, here on the day. When we talk about these multi-decade record revenues, it certainly seems like, based on what you've reported, those net revenues even flat to fiscal year 2019, the last pre-pandemic marker here. So what is driving some of the reoccurrence in getting back to some of those pre-pandemic levels?
Well, good morning, Brad and Brian. Thank you for having me. And even late, I said Happy New Year. First, I'm really proud of what our teams have achieved in delivering the multi-decade record revenue and profits you referred to. And it's, you know, they've done it by leading through our values. The company and the brand are the strongest in decades, and our performance has sequentially improved, and we've had a strong holiday season. You know, we bought Beyond Yoga, I'm wearing their joggers, and that's well integrated. They started the year really strong. Going into the question of confidence, because we are realistic as we think about the future, a couple of things that are working for us. One, you know, the casualization trend continues to accelerate. The denim cycle, which, you know, we kind of started by introducing the looser baggier fits, is really taking shape. The denim category is growing faster than apparel. Our market share in 2021 globally was actually up 0.3 of a point. And, you know, our share in the U.S. for women's, as well as the younger generation, is actually growing. And so, it's a fun fact, but waist sizes in the U.S., 40% of the waist sizes have changed during the pandemic. And what is better than having, you know, the new, fresher styles from Levi's or from Dockers or from Beyond Yoga? So, you know, I think those are the pieces that I think we feel really good about. We've also, much has been written about, I would say, the consumer. We're looking at all trends, whether it's credit card data, you know, economic forecast. And our view is the consumer is strong despite inflation, despite supply chain issues that people talk about.
Harmeet, good to see you again. You've been talking really the past year or throughout the pandemic on people buying more jeans because their waist sizes continue to fluctuate throughout the pandemic. What sizes are they buying right now? What styles are they shopping for?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not going to get into how many sizes went up and what percentage went down, but it's both up and down, men and women. They're buying the looser baggy fit. They're buying, you know, 501s were up. Our bottoms, both men's and women's, is growing. They're buying, our tops. I mean, I'm wearing the trucker jacket, you know, go 49ers. They've converted a cricket fan into a football fan. But generally, you know, as the people are getting more casual, they want comfortable clothes. And, what better than having more Levi's in your closet?
Certainly. And so as we're all trying to figure out what our wardrobes look like, as we're trying to re-embrace society and things are opening up more socially, at least here, it certainly does come at a time where there is even more shopping digitally as well. I would love to break down what you're seeing, particularly in that direct-to-consumer segment that accounts for e-commerce, and where you're making even more investments, given that you have this mix of direct-to-consumer, which encompasses your stores plus online, but you also have that wholesale and retail partnerships as well side of the business?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Direct-to-consumer is one of our strategic choices, and growing that is important. About a decade ago, you know, when Chip joined, the direct-to-consumer business was about a fifth of our business. We ended 21 at about 36%. In 22, we're going to grow that to about 40. And, you know, we're headed towards 60% of our total business being direct-to-consumer. The direct-to-consumer has two major components. There are stores. We continue to open stores. We continue to open stores during the pandemic. We've announced plans to open another 100 doors, a lot in the U.S., for example, smaller footprint. They really work. as well as growing our digital e-commerce business, which has probably doubled, since the pandemic. Both e-commerce and our stores are accretive for gross margin. And that's why when we guided our gross margin, we actually guided gross margins will continue to grow. The more important thing is it allows us to directly engage with the consumer as we roll out and expand our loyalty program. We have an app. We're expanding the app. We have an app. Our app now is in 9 countries. We want to take it to about 15 countries by the end of the year. And that's a way to really engage with the younger consumer. So we feel really good about where we are and where we're headed. And we're bucking the trend by opening stores and, continue to invest in growing e-commerce. To your point about, how does that look? Our return on invested capital is the highest it's been in a decade at 26%. So, we are not only, and I say this, the CFO's dream, when you're spending more capital and at the same time increasing returns. And it's been great.
Harmeet, slight change from the last time we spoke on how you report or break out sales for Dockers. Now, is that brand back on the sales block? And are you open to fielding offers for it?
No, in fact, Dockers is here to stay. Dockers had a phenomenal year in 2021. We actually carved out Dockers from Levi's. As the company builds a portfolio of brands, we just acquired Beyond Yoga. The reason we split Dockers out was because, we bought Beyond Yoga. We have created a segment called Other Brands, which is Dockers and Beyond Yoga. And we wanted to keep it separate from Levi's. It's a dedicated team in Dockers, a dedicated team in Beyond Yoga, both reporting into the CEO. And we run it like any private equity. They have a certain amount of capital. They're measured on how they perform. And more importantly, as we've broken it out, the strength of the Levi's brand is really, something that really comes out. So, Dockers, we're long on Dockers. They are the leaders in casual pants, and as the world casualizes, we think Dockers has, a long runway for growth.
Harmeet, such a pleasure to have this conversation with you today. We didn't even get your take on jorts, but we'll have to save that for another time. Great to have you here. That's Harmeet Singh, who is the Levi Strauss & Co. Executive Vice President and CFO, plus Yahoo Finance's own Brian Sazi as well, jumping in on the conversation.